Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Amen. It's the time of the morning that we get Bull Nation together to celebrate a little good news. And today's good news story on Can I Get an Amen takes a little while to get to. It's the story of Shauna and Bruce Carpenter. And you all know this now that you have kids, right? There's nothing you wouldn't do in the world to help your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And when you become grandparents, I think that only goes up like 10 levels, right? I haven't had that opportunity yet to become grandparents, but Shauna and Bruce did. And Bruce said, you know what? I knew that I wasn't going to be able to help them financially, but one thing I could do is hard work. So Bruce and his wife, Shauna, set out a decade ago and planted 5,000 fir and pine tree saplings for their grandchildren. Now you say, why in the world would they do that?
It's a lot of trees.
Because a decade later, Grandma and Grandpa informed all of their grandkids they're now selling the trees and all of the money from the Christmas trees are going to the grandkids' college fund.
Oh, yeah, wow.
By the way, the name of their farm is Bittersweet Farms Cut and Carry Christmas Trees. I love this story so much. So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, you can always find a way to give back. Can I get an amen for this story this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. Because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate. You could be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull.
Still to come on The Morning Bullpen.
Well, today is a big day here at the radio station because we have Beyonce tickets that we're giving
George!
Away. wait, it's a combination Texans and Beyonce tickets. So you put them together and you win tickets to the Christmas Day game.
I mean, I guess that's all correct. It's Texans Ticket Tuesday is what we've been calling it all season long. We just happen to have a Beyonce concert during halftime when the Texans take on the Ravens on Christmas Day. And you get tickets if you're caller 10 right now. It's that easy. 713-881-5500.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ain't no hold 'em. Lay our cards down, 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 down.
It's going to be the biggest Christmas Day event in Houston. Beyonce and the Texans all on the same day. And you get to go because you're caller number 10.
No, my goodness. The phone was busy forever. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I couldn't understand a word except Merry Christmas.
The phone beeps forever and ever.
The phone was just busy forever.
Oh. What's your name?
Christina.
Christina, what part of town do you live in?
I live over here by Jersey Village.
And what did you just win?
I just won Beyonce tickets.
She was going to say that.
You know there's a football team playing that day too, right?
Yes, go. Go Texans.
Yeah. Go
so
team.
Good.
Go
I'm so
team.
Excited for you.
Go Stingley. Do it again.
Well, congratulations, Christine. You get a chance to go to the Texans game on Christmas Day, which, by the way, is streaming for the first time ever on Netflix,
wild,
which is going to be interesting. I got my fingers crossed on that one. But you get to be there in person. What an amazing Christmas Day present. Congratulations from the Texans and 100.3 The Bull.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Wait till I tell my husband.
Oh. Beyonce fan, is he?
Yeah, sure.
It'll work out for everybody. Now, we have another chance to win. As a matter of fact, today is Texans and Beyonce Ticket Tuesday. We have another chance to win coming up at 7:10. Set a reminder. Don't miss out on these tickets here on The Bull.
Just ahead with George, Mo, and Eric.
Does your family have an unusual holiday tradition? I'm thinking like KFC for Christmas dinner, like the pickle on the tree ornament thing. Whatever your unusual holiday tradition is, we want to hear about it right now. 713-881-5500. Someone in the studio, I'm going to ret you, has a weird tradition of their own. We want to hear yours. 713-881-5500.
Another chance to win Texans tickets coming up at 7:10. Oh, and there's a little Beyonce concert at halftime, too. That happens at 7:10, Texans Ticket Tuesday, all day here on The Bull.
Ooh, nice.
It's Christmas time. And they were making fun of me because I have a problem with my wife's gift wrapping.
You always have a problem with your sweet, sweet wife,
yeah, she's
Deanna.
Perfect. How did she choose you?
Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. I'm George. That's Mo. Eric with a K. She wants, every year we get into this.
Okay.
She wants everybody's presents to be all wrapped in the same paper.
Okay.
Wait. Like everybody in one paper or yeah, everybody gets their own paper?
Yeah, my son Zach gets his own paper.
Oh, okay.
And it's all of his gifts. All of his gifts mm-hmm. are wrapped in this one paper.
Blue.
Right. Okay. Then Matthew. All of his papers are wrapped in
red.
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 Exactly.
I see what you're going with.
Yep.
Okay.
And so this past weekend.
Wait, you think that's weird?
Oh, I think that's very weird.
Okay, go ahead.
This past weekend, I spent most of my weekend going from Target to Target, to Walgreens, to CVS to CVS, to look for places that they had enough paper. Mm. Because a lot of, I don't know if you've noticed, but the Christmas wrapping paper has gotten shorter. Like the tube that you buy has less feet on it.
More
this
conspiracy
year.
Theories.
Yeah, here we go.
So we had to find places where it's like, well, they only have one roll of that, and that's not enough to wrap all of Matthew's presents.
Oh.
And it's like, okay, all right. So that's what I spent my
I'm sorry for your
weekend doing.
Oh,
horrible life,
yes,
George.
Yes, awful. Oh, how do you even deal?
My mom does the same thing.
But yes. Your mom wraps everybody in like the same color?
Yes.
They have matching paper on you all have their your gifts. Own,
and you don't know. So like if you're like curious before Christmas, you don't know which one's yours.
Ooh.
Because it doesn't have your name on it.
Cool.
Yeah, it doesn't have your, it's just a color of paper.
I see. I wish I'd learned that lesson. Because we do the same thing. I don't think it's weird. We do it
in
my house.
It's not unusual to wrap gifts all in the same color paper?
No, but we label them so the kids can already go, no, he got more than me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I like the secret idea.
Keep the labels off, so. Okay, if that's not weird, can I throw something else in that she brought into
my
family?
It's more Deanna that's weird? I don't know, George. Maybe you're the problem.
She brought the hide the pickle ornament into my life.
Oh, whoa. This is a kid-friendly show, George.
The first time her grandmother said, hey, do you want to be the one to hide the pickle?
No, goodbye.
I was like, wait, what?
This is...
That's how you got two grandkids.
Stop it. This is a German thing?
It is a German thing, okay. Yes. And her grandmother was a Schlieder.
What's that mean?
What's that?
That was her last name.
It's a very German.
It's a very German. Here's the thing: there are a lot of Germans here in this part of Texas and West Texas.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, a lot of Germans. So they know the name Schlieder.
Schlieder. I thought we were about to get canceled, George.
No way. So it's a hide the pickle thing that she brought into my family.
I don't do that.
You don't do that.
No.
You don't
do hide the pickle.
As much as your husband would love to,
every year
he wants to start that tradition. Can we please hide the pickle?
You hide it in the Christmas tree. It's a pickle ornament.
And then what? What happens when someone finds it? I don't know.
Yeah, you get a prize for finding the pickle ornament.
Cool.
You want to do that one?
No.
See,
nope.
There is something
that is
unusual.
Weird.
Yeah, there is something
weird.
Unusual.
That's weird. We eat shrimp cocktail on Christmas Eve.
You eat shrimp cocktail.
I don't know why.
What?
But that's like your thing?
Yep, and it's not fancy. We get the tray from the HEB, like the deli section.
What?
I always come home from church on Christmas Eve after singing Go Tell It on the Mountain to shrimp cocktail.
What's your unusual Christmas tradition? 713-881-5500. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Eric, unusual tradition?
So Santa, every year in my house growing up and now for my kids, does Santa's Clues. And it's a scavenger hunt throughout the whole house to find their big gift.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all rhyming, and it leads them, like, to the oven where they'll find another clue. And then they read that clue that could lead them to the guest room under the bed. And then there's another clue. And it's clue after clue after clue until you find your big
it's
present.
It's not really cool, George.
It's fun. It's a blast.
No, I think that's kind of fun.
I think Santa knows that my house doesn't like to play games, so he doesn't do that there.
Santa knows all, by the way. He knows all.
He says,
what's your
man.
Unusual Christmas tradition? 713-881-5500. We'd love to hear from you this morning. And tell us yours. Happy holidays from the Bull. Coming up at 7:10, another chance to win on Texans Ticket Tuesday. It's the Christmas Day game with Beyonce in the halftime show. Yeah, you could win that. Coming up 7:10 here on the Morning Bullpen. It's the holiday season, and we're talking about unusual Christmas traditions. I brought up the fact that my wife loves to play hide the pickle ornament in the Christmas tree.
Ornament.
Yes.
Yeah, she's
be very clear.
So Mo does the shrimp cocktail
from
the grocery store on Christmas Eve.
So weird.
Eric plays games with the kiddos. They have an unusual Christmas tradition.
Yeah, Santa leaves clues to their big...
Oh, it's Santa. It's not you. Okay,
No. Santa leaves house, it. It's you find the envelope and it starts the journey.
There you go. We want to know your unusual Christmas tradition.
Christopher's in Conroe. Christopher, tell us yours.
So when my daughter was about 3 years old, she didn't want to leave milk for Santa. And my wife was talking to her about it. And jokingly, I said, well, you should leave scotch for Santa. And now every year, Santa gets cookies and scotch.
That's why Santa keeps coming back to your house. I know that. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
I love it.
You also have another one, don't you, Christopher?
I do. So I have three kids, and every year we wrap the kids in the room. So we take their bedroom door and we encase it in wrapping paper so they can't escape until we say it's okay to come out.
And then do they have to bust out?
And then they have to burst through the wrapping paper.
Wow. I like that.
That's really cute. I bet you got good videos.
Yes.
That's awesome. Merry Christmas, Christopher.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Caleb is on the phone. Caleb, what's your unusual Christmas tradition?
So it's kind of along the lines of the wrapping paper. Growing up, we would do my mom tried, the different colors for each kid. There's four of us. And, it was fun. But what she started doing like the last probably 10 years is she just puts a number on the to and from sticker. And she's got this whole booklet that she keeps with numbers one through whatever. And so she'll be like, number 26 is for Caleb.
Oh, and it's, cute. You know,
it's gift.
So and she's like a bookie.
Oh, yeah. It's not a perfect process because there was 1 year, I think 2 years ago, I went to open up a gift and it was a curling iron. And I got pretty short hair.
And nothing's perfect.
You just see the panic on her face of like, oh, crap. Hold on. And she like gets to her book and she's like, oh, that one's for Hannah. Oh, crap. You're supposed to get this one. So it's just, so cute. We're all old now. You know, I'm 23. My older sister's 25, and I got a 17, 18-year-old.
Oh, yeah, you're so old.
Yeah, you're so old. Yeah, exactly. I just love it that your mom is doing, like, Da Vinci Code stuff on Christmas morning.
Sweet,
like,
y'all.
Getting the numbers there. I appreciate it, man. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. How's it going?
All right, let's find out your unusual Christmas tradition.
Horatio and Laporte, tell us yours.
Wake up with a beer in my hand at 7 in the morning.
You wake up with a beer?
Locker room
too,
clap Horatio, for Horatio.
Yeah. Us, too.
Yes!
Every morning.
A beer?
That's it? You just wake up with a beer?
Either a cold beer or a shot of tequila.
Yes, same.
Okay, well.
Why wait for Christmas?
Well, we said unusual holiday traditions. Merry Christmas, y'all, from the Morning Bullpen.
You're listening to the Morning Bullpen with George Mo and Eric with a K.
Did you know that today is Texans Ticket Tuesday?
I'd heard that.
It's a little thing we've got going on all year long, all season long for the Texans. It happens again coming up at 7:10 with tickets to see the Texans take on the Ravens at NRG on Christmas Day. And there's a little Beyonce concert during halftime. 7:10, your next chance to win.
Back tomorrow will be jury duty. We'll have another dilemma for you to solve tomorrow. Today, the dilemma is all about who's going to get these tickets to the Texans game. It's Texans Ticket Tuesday. Before we get to the game that these tickets are for, because these are Christmas Day tickets that we're giving away today, the next home game. We got to talk about our Texans because they take on Kansas City this weekend.
And we're going there, right? Like, that's where the game is.
Yeah, and we have three games, Mo, Eric, in the next 10 days.
That's insane.
Crazy.
The first one is what, Saturday?
Saturday,
we play Kansas City in Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes may be out for this game.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
He hurt his ankle, so. So it could be a big win for the Texans.
I know, that would be crazy.
Like, take that, yes. You know what I mean?
Oh, I would love that. That'd be a great start.
And then they got to come back on Wednesday, and they play at home against the Ravens, which also is going to be a tough game, really tough game. And there's a little concert at halftime.
Actually,
a big concert at halftime.
Who's playing?
No, you haven't heard, right? It's Beyonce. Do you think people are more excited to get tickets to the Texans game on Christmas, which is kind of cool?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or are they excited for the Beyonce concert at halftime?
I would say it's like different people. Like, your Texans people are always going to be Texans people.
Yeah, that's true.
But this is going to bring in a different group of people that are also excited.
I think this is a pretty perfect, like, husband and wife outing, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if your lady's not super into football.
Oh, I was going to say, if your dude is a big Beyonce fan, then you're, like, a huge football fan.
Well, we had Christina earlier. She was our 6'10 winner. Remember, we were asking her. She said.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Wait till I tell my husband.
Oh. Beyonce fan, is he?
Yeah, sure.
I love her laugh,
she's
by the way.
So excited.
But that illustrates, Eric, yeah. I mean, a perfect point there.
Yeah.
That it's like a perfect couples game. So it's going to be fun. Tickets for Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be streamed on Netflix. So are we ready?
It's Texans Ticket Tuesday and caller 10 is getting a pair of tickets right now.
713-5500. Lay our cards down.
Coming up on Christmas Day, Texans take on the Ravens, and we want you to be there, not only for football, but for a Beyonce concert at halftime, because you are caller number 10.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm so excited.
What's your name?
Dorinda.
Miss Dorinda, what part of town do you live in?
Liberty.
Liberty. All right, tell us the truth. What did you just win?
Texan tickets.
That's okay.
Nice.
She didn't say Beyonce concert tickets. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, her too.
That's so awesome. We got two tickets for you. Who are you going to take?
My husband. He's going to be so excited.
Aw, sweet.
You win Christmas. You know that, right?
Absolutely. And it's funny because that'll be like Christmas and anniversary, because our anniversary I share with Mo, New Year's Eve.
That's amazing.
He's going to have a lot of chores to do around the house to make up for this.
Absolutely.
Well, congratulations. We can't wait to see you Christmas Day. The game is on Netflix. We'll have the Texans and the Ravens, Beyonce at halftime, and you and your husband sitting there having a great Christmas.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
We got another chance to win. It is Texans Ticket Tuesday this afternoon. 3:10, 4:10 will be your next chance to win here on 100.3 The Bull. It's time for our 10-minute tune. You know how this works. Every morning, Eric is tasked with creating a brand new song.
Yes, and we can't do it without y'all, so we start with your suggestions. Can I take line two? Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah, go right ahead.
That's Bernie in Cyprus. Hey, Bernie, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Good morning, y'all. I'd like the freeway battle.
Bernie, you've been calling about this day after day after day. Tell people what the freeway battle is.
Man, look, I think you should do a rap battle between, like, you know, the 290 and, you know, 99 and even the I-45. Just throw it in there so they're talking trash about each other. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, Dad, you said you wanted to see how committed I am. Like, I am. This is my last attempt committed because I don't want to be that potato guy.
Potato guy.
Yeah, we do have someone that calls over and over again suggesting potatoes, and Eric lets them down gently every week.
And I've been letting you down gently, Bernie, right? But this is your last time.
Man, don't do it to me again. It is.
Don't do it
to him again.
Okay, Bernie, so it's today or never.
All right, great. Great suggestion, Bernie. We appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jessica. Jessica and Katie, since here you're a new listener, is that right?
Yes, I called last week for the first time, and you said you had done one like that before, and I have a feeling I'm going to lose to Bernie, but...
Lose. She's going to lose. What do you want Eric to sing about, sister?
But customer service during the holidays.
Ooh.
I mean, I get everybody has their own thing going on, and you don't know what someone's going through. But seriously, at least say welcome in or thanks for shopping or have a good day or say something instead of
Jessica, what did they say again?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I know that exact customer service.
I've been to that same store. Mm-hmm. I think I've been to Jessica, that is a very good suggestion. Welcome in as a new listener. We're glad to have you. And that's a really good one this morning here on The Bull. Let's go. This is kind of related, I think.
Okay. Justin's in Angleton. Hey, Justin, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Let Eric sing about dealing with a drunk waitress and having bad service at a restaurant.
Wait, did this happen to you?
Drunk?
Yeah.
I don't want to know the name of the restaurant, but I do so bad.
Yes. No, don't say it. Don't say it.
So
I don't
bad. What did you eat there?
I don't want to get sued. Okay. All right. So, but bad service.
And drunk waitresses.
Stay on hold, Justin, because I want to talk to you off here. Okay. I want to hear the full story. Don't hang up.
All right. Good suggestion.
We've got a lot to work with here.
Yes. And for the record, Jessica, nobody's going to lose. I love all of my children the same.
Everyone gets a trophy, Jessica.
She was like, I'm going to lose to Bernie. I know I'm going to lose.
What are you going to do, Eric?
Oh, man.
What are you going to do?
Don't say it, Eric.
I really like Bernie.
You're letting him down?
He said it's the last day that he will propose this topic.
Eric's got a rap.
I'm going to rap.
Yes!
I'm going to do it for Bernie.
One, Jessica lost.
No! I love all my children
and
the same.
Justin's on hold to tell us the story about the drunk waitress. The best day ever.
This is our best 10-minute tour we've ever done. Somewhere in Katie, Jessica's like, I knew I was going to lose. I knew it. All right, so rap battle between our freeway.
Do you need me?
I'm going to find.
You're okay?
No, I'm going to Google. I'm going to Google the most congested highways in the Houston area.
And
I think.
Sing about those?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that.
You're going to rap.
Okay. All right. 10 minutes. Okay. Let's find out. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to hear this. Everybody but Jessica and Katie is excited to hear the song. It's our 10-minute tune, and it's next.
You have a chance to win tickets coming up for the Texans Christmas Day game with the Beyonce concert involved. Next chance to win happens this afternoon on The Drive Home with Nick Russo at about 3:10 right here on 100.3 The Bull. It's time for our 10-minute tune, and the 10-minute tune kind of got out of hand today, Mo.
With
Bernie Wright that called in, Bernie?
It was awesome. Bernie in Cyprus has called and called again, and he suggested this.
He said that he wanted Eric to sing about the highways as if it were a rap battle between them, like I-45 and 610 and all that stuff. So Eric said he was going to go out and Google the most...
Congested? Is that what you Googled?
Eric's back. Yeah.
The most congested highways in the Houston area.
And
I did that.
All of them.
And I made a huge mistake.
Wait,
because
why?
You offered your services to help me rap before I left. And I said, no, thank you.
Right.
And I should have recruited you because then once I got in there, I realized I'm going to have to do like 5 different voices.
I offered.
Oh, yeah. For a rap battle. Right. For a rap battle. Yeah.
So here I go doing multiple voices.
Show us what you got.
To the style of Outkast. Sorry, Miss Jackson.
What?
Yes.
This is not going to go well.
Today's 10-minute tune here on The Bull.
We causing traffic.
Ooh, road rage is real.
Traffic jams in H-Town are so bad. Horns are honking, everyone is mad. Yo, I'm 6'10", I'm going west like Fievel. I'm gonna make you pissed. In fact, I was voted top road in the state for congestion. I am the one to hate. Don't talk so fast, let me tell you my name. I'm 69 to 288. I'm way more annoying than Beltway 8. In the worst, I'm first, there's no debate. Hold on, hold on, I'm I-45. The Gulf Freeway, I'll make you hate your life. What about those folks on me, I-10? They're bumper to bumper, again and again. I'm the dreaded Highway 290. I'm the baddest roadway, you can't beat me. We all make everybody late for work, so let's all agree, Houston roads are the worst. We causing traffic.
Ooh, road rage is real.
Traffic jams in H-Town are so bad. Horns are honking, everyone is mad.
Eric with a K. That is incredible. That
finally.
Was amazing, sir. That was
finally a 10-minute tune that I can get down with.
Wow.
That was so good.
I don't even know
it really
how
it was
you
a Christmas miracle is
a
what it
Christmas
was.
Christmas miracle. Yeah. 5 different voices I think I did just then.
It was so good.
All because Bernie was persistent.
Bernie, yes. You're the real winner, Bernard. Let's go.
You've got to send that to somebody you know. You can get it off our Odyssey app. All you have to do, download the app, search for the Morning Bullpen podcast, and then every day we post up the 10-minute tune so you'll never miss it. I mean, that's
just
beyond,
you can leave now.
Beyond
there's
there,
so. Nowhere you can go from there.
All right. I guess I'm taking off the rest of the year.
That's our 10-minute tune.
Coming up on the Morning Bullpen.
Something pretty special over the weekend. Can't wait to tell you all about it. I'm inspired by what happened, and I'll tell you what it was. It is coming up next.
It's the Morning Bullpen. George Mo, Eric with a K. So many reactions to Eric's song. Thank you so much. By the way, on line 4, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen.
My name is Shay, S-H-E-A. I'm from Alabama. I moved out here a year ago, and I listen to you guys on my way to work, to Houston, every morning. And that 10-minute tune by Eric was one of the best things I've ever heard in my life. Because this traffic is like another thing. That has been the hardest thing to adapt to moving out here. So I was dying.
The traffic
I've
is really something.
I've never called a radio station, but I had to say that.
Oh, well, thank you.
You've never called a radio station before?
No, I never have. But I listen to you guys every morning, and I laugh a lot at the 3 of you guys. But that was the best, like, 10-minute tune I think I've ever heard.
So be honest, how were we? On your first time.
Well, I mean, I'm like, I
all right, okay, okay, all right, enough of that. Okay, thank you, Shay. We love
I
you.
I love it.
And we love the 10-minute tune.
Yes, and coming up next, an inspiring, fun story, because you know we got to recover from that one. It's coming up next.
Take it to work with you today. All you have to do is make sure you have the Odyssey app, and then you can listen along and even play along with Mo Knows Country. That happens at 8:20 this morning here on The Bull.
George, I caught Mo.
You caught Mo?
I caught her on camera.
Doing what?
Something nice for people.
Oh, please.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the naughty list.
No.
But it's the nice list.
That's the thing about Mo. Like, me and George, we do nice things for people, but then we walk around. We do one nice thing, and then for weeks we go, remember the nice thing we did?
He just skipped.
He did skip.
And I was recording on the cameras, by the way. You got to see my, remember the nice thing we did? But we do.
Goodness.
But Mo, she does so many nice things and never, ever tells anybody about it, but she was caught on camera, and I just posted it on our stories at The Bull Houston.
What's on The Bull
Tell
Houston?
Them what you did.
What are you talking about? I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
I was here in the studio, and I missed it all.
Here, how about this? It was on the Mix 96.5 social media.
This was Friday night.
Oh, okay.
Friday night. So our girl, Jessie, that does mornings with the Dana Cortez show over on Mix. It's one of our sister stations, which a lot of people don't know. We're all in the same building together, so we're all friends.
Yeah.
Okay? So she coordinates this thing with MD Anderson Children's Cancer Center, where everyone, like all of their listeners, go out to a park by the cancer center, and they bring, like, lights, like lightsabers or like sparkly flashlights,
stuff like that. Yeah.
And they sing Christmas carols, and the kiddos that are patients up in the cancer center come out on the skywalk, look out the windows, and see these crazy kids that are running around with their lights, and it's like a fun light show for them.
Oh, because they can't leave?
They can't leave the hospital during the holidays, and so we come to them. Mix 96.5 comes to them. And I was like, I want to be a part of this. So I went home after the show on Friday. I got my daughter, Sailor. She's 3. And I brought her back into town. We had a little dinner. We talked about what we were going to do. And then we went and did it.
Oh,
and it was
so,
they do such a great job. Yeah. It was pouring down rain. But
Friday was a nasty night. Many people there.
Yeah.
And how do you explain it to Sailor over dinner? You're saying, here's what we're about to do.
Yeah. So a lot of questions just because, like, why are these kids in the hospital? And so I explained it, like, we get to go and look at Christmas lights, like, whenever we want. We can leave our house and go. Well, these kiddos are sick and getting healthy in the hospital. The doctors are making them feel better, but they can't leave. So we're going to come to them. And she loved it.
She's all about it.
She's
now.
Like,
and
she, let's do this. How do we make sure they have Christmas lights? Is Santa going to visit them in the hospital? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
All the questions. The fire department was there. The police department. The fire department, like, they dress up. They go up in their, like, ladder truck, and they're up by the window. It is just, like, the coolest event.
Very cool. I'm so glad.
Next year, I'll remind y'all when it's happening again. I hope they do it again, and we'll all go.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. And then we'll get on camera, and George and I, for the next month, we'll say, did you see the nice thing
we did? Did you see what we did?
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Hey, we're headed to Deer Park today on Mo Knows Country. Yvonne is standing by, and she's going to try to take $100 from Mo, and this is how you get the money.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Yvonne?
Because it's Mo's money.
Yeah. It is. Tell her to get out of here. Let's get this game started, okay?
Get out of here, Mo.
Good luck, sister.
Thank you.
5 country-related trivia questions, Miss Yvonne, and they start right now. Question number 1. She's a local, but her destiny child was to release a country album this year. Name her.
Beyonce.
Question number 2. Famous for Boot Scoot and Boogie, can you name the duo that celebrated their 30th anniversary with a brand new album of their old songs this year?
Brooke Dunn.
Question number 3. Lots of people must stay tipsy because this dude's song hit the charts in April and has been near number 1 all year long. Can you name the artist?
Shaboozy.
Question number 4. New country artist Dasha's hit song has the same name as this Texas city. Is it A, Cut and Shoot,
B, Bacon, or C, Austin?
C, Austin.
And question number five, RIP, Big Dog Daddy. This country singer's death was one of the most searched celebrity passings of the last year. Name him.
Toby Keith.
All right, let's get Mo in. Find out what she's up against today.
Oh, my goodness, Yvonne. I need you to tell Mo I got 5 out of 5.
Did I really?
Yes.
Wow.
I hate you. Let's do this.
How quickly friends become enemies.
Oh, gosh. Okay, let's do it.
All right, Mo, I can't give you the answers till the end. You got to give me your answers first because Miss Yvonne did great. All right, here we go. Question number one.
Yeah.
She's a local, but her destiny, child, was to release a new country album this year.
Beyonce.
Question number two.
What a hint.
Famous for Boot, Scoot, and Boogie, named the duo that celebrated their 30th anniversary with a new album of their old songs this year.
Did you see the shirt that I'm wearing this morning, George?
I didn't see your shirt.
It's Brooks and Dunn.
Question number three, Mo.
Yes.
Lots of people must stay tipsy because this dude's song hit the charts in April and has been close to number one the rest of the year. Name him.
His stage name is Shaboozy.
All right, okay. All right, question number four.
Yes.
New country artist Dasha's hit song
has
the same name as this Texas city. Is it A, Cut and Shoot, B, Bacon, or C, Austin?
Is there a Texas city named Bacon? That'd be amazing. It's Austin. The answer is Austin.
And question number five, RIP, Big Dog Daddy. This country singer's death was the most searched celebrity passing of 2024. Name him.
Toby Keith, right?
All right, Mo, question number one, Beyonce was correct.
Yes.
Question number two, your shirt, Brooks and Dunn, was correct.
Yes.
Question number three, Shaboozy.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever his real name is. Question number four, the Dasha song is Austin.
Yes.
But yes, there is a city named Bacon.
Stop it right now. I was going to Google it. That's amazing.
I want to live in Bacon, Texas.
Right, Bacon, Texas.
And question number five was Toby Keith. You got all five right, too.
Yeah. Yvonne, I'm so sorry. We're, first of all haunted by George saying Big Dog Daddy. And second of all,
other things. Holy moly.
You tied 5 to 5 and Mo kept her money.
Okay, understandable.
Oh, you did good today, Yvonne. We'll have to have you back,
thank you.
But right now, you know what you got to say to get out of here.
This is Yvonne in Deer Park and Mo knows country.
She does. We'll give you a chance to play tomorrow morning. 8:20 will be the next chance to take the $100 from Mo on Mo Knows Country.